This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to USAPrepares.com. My name is Rich Sheban, and I'm going to be sitting in for Vince today. And in Minnesota, Jason will be engineering the broadcast. And Vince sent me a small request to discuss a topic that he has already discussed in detail. You know, Vince, if there's anything related to cars or vehicles, he's going to come up with an article or a talking point that he wants it to be at least touched on. So this is an article that was on Zero Hedge just in the last day or so. And basically, it talks about the problems with all electric cars or auto fleets, and what are we going to do with the gasoline, and how's it going to affect prices for the people? And I want you to go back in time a little bit when I used to give a lot of my economic 101 updates and talking about inflation, deflation, stagflation, how robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy are taking our jobs, the unsustainable headwinds of future rates of growth regarding all of our debt, not just global corporate and household, but all the government promises to be. You know, we've talked about Keynesian economics, group identity politics, central bank corrupt policies, our demographic situation, how everything is rigged and everything's almost speculation and hedging at this point. We've talked about solvency, liquidity issues. But also keep in mind, when I talked about interest rates being a function of growth, wages, and inflation, and I've spoken about that in great detail and specificity. But I'm not going to get into that specificity because of this article and all the articles and talking points that I would like to discuss today regarding a similar theme of the day that we discussed last week, and that is being, is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave? So that being said, when we talk about all electric auto vehicles, fleets, we have to remember some of the growth charts that have proved certain points over the years. Now, I'm doing a little sidebar off this article, but remember, population growth, when you look at growth charts, and prosperity has been directly proportional to energy availability, innovation, and access, especially cost as well. So this also relates directly to food consumption. Now, it doesn't matter what's going to happen with vaccines or COVID-19 or any particular bacteria or virus that might come our way. And that is because debt funds consumption, and unfortunately it also funds innovation in a large particular sense of the things. When you look at the agenda that we have talked about on this show, and I've done monologues and presentations on that, remember when I talked about forced austerity, crashing the economy, delegitimizing work, eliminating free markets and supply and demand, cash, food shortages, starvation, eliminating the Constitution, making the people submissive to break their will, forced vaccines, lowering our immune system, eliminating free speech, forced lockdowns. Remember all this stuff? Do you remember one of the things that I've talked about on this very large list is depopulation? Now, everything is connected, folks, directly or indirectly. The powers that be have made it very well known that they want to have depopulation. That's why all these, a lot of these vaccines are tied to fertility issues, not just in female, but in male too. So going back to this article, we have to remember that in the late 1800s, the oil industry was in its infancy. And basically, the big product was kerosene for lighting and some heating. So they had this quote-unquote worthless gasoline that they literally threw into the soil, into the river system. And, of course, we didn't have the population for the pollution issues that we have today. But we have to remember that all these so-called green alternative energies is not going to do the job. We just don't have that much availability and storage of those kind of green alternative energies. So when you look at a consumer society, you look at all the cruise ships, you look at all the exotic vacations that people, especially the wealthy people from around the world, flying 300, 400, 500 mile per hour aircraft. Now, the elite don't want us doing it anymore, but they don't care about their carbon footprints. They're going to have 4 or 5 houses. They're going to fly around the world. Remember Barbara Streisand flew her dogs 10,000 miles a year or two ago to watch her sing? There's oil-based lubricants, there's plastics, there's petrochemicals, and it all has to be refined, it has to be pumped, and there's a lot of issues. The refinery process creates a lot of things, LPG, gas, jet fuel, diesel fuel, industrial fuel, asphalt base. There's a lot to think about. There's also a lot to think about regarding a transition from what the elite call fossil fuels and the instability that it will cause to the people. Because what you can't do is when you get rid of certain aspects of the refinery process, certain products, you can't raise the prices in other segments to make up for it. So it's all going to depend on supply and demand. It's going to depend on regulations. So consider a huge decline in demand for jet fuel as a result of global air travel dropping in this quote-unquote pandemic, and we're going to talk in more detail about that. I use the term pandemic in air quotes. That's right, for a recovery rate that's 99.7%. We all know that the virus is real, but we also know that 99% of its purpose is for the agenda and the Great Reset. And I think everybody who listens to this show, who reads and researches and thinks for themselves and does not turn on television, knows that. So let's say oil prices drop because of major consumer demand. You know, the old days, you could afford to throw away some of these petroleum products because their cost of extraction and refining were on the low side. Okay, now with taxes, with certain regulations, a lot of corruption in between, people's hands are out looking for money under the table. A lot of these oil companies need a minimum of $45 a gallon just to break even, and that's extremely low. That's at the base. But when you include all the social costs, the peripheral costs, especially in the Saudi Arabias of the world, the OPECs, they have to have a much higher, probably double, to make things pencil out. But when you look at a barrel of crude oil, and we've talked about crude and Brent regarding quality and investment in a different context, but I'm just going to talk about crude oil today because there are different qualities. Okay, and Brent and crude are just two examples. But one barrel of oil, you know, you get asphalt, you get liquefied petroleum, you get jet fuel, you get other products like plastics, you get diesel fuel and heating oil, but almost 50% of that is gasoline. So you have to think about, and Vince has talked about this, when we're stifled, whether it be political correctness, whether they want to get rid of the combustion engine, whether people are too afraid to go out, whether there's no more commerce. You know, if they reduce supply because of the perception of reduced demand, it's going to affect everything, not just transportation. But 60% of all petroleum products are consumed by transport. 26% is industrial. We, residential and commercial, the little people just use 6%. So think about that. And these statistics are not just U.S. statistics, but they're roughly similar in global demand around the world. So if demand for gasoline, diesel, jet fuel remains weak, the value of each barrel of oil will remain below break even. So think about all the products, all the lubricants, everything, the plastics. What's going to happen to the world's industrial economy and the price of industrial products? That's why I mentioned earlier about interest rates, member functional growth, wages, and inflation. Are we having growth? Hell no. Because the world is shut down. What's happening to wages? Well, unemployment's going through the roof. This is what happens when you close an economy. Wages aren't going up at all. What's going up is debt. You got to remember, most consumption over the past couple of decades is funded by debt. So when I talk about inflation, now we've been in a deflationary, stagflationary environment for quite a long time. But for the little people, because of examples like this, inflation of necessities are going to increase. See, the rich don't care about that. That's how the rich get ahead. They destroy the value of the dollar and the purchasing power, and the little guy has got to pay more. The rich don't care. What's the difference between $5 million and $50 million? You still can't spend it. It's just an addiction to power, money, and control, and part of the agenda, which is to reduce population. So you look at the constraints of future borrowing, because even the word collateral is an issue. So when people go more and more into debt, they have less money to spend. And this creates a big issue of consumption, which is funded by debt. And any reduction in this borrowing, no matter how small, how big, it's going to destroy demand for petroleum. So the producers won't be able to charge enough, whether it be at the pump or the refinery. And this is what brings down supply and affects supply and demand, affects price. So when you look at corporate travel and you look at trends, corporate travel is not increasing, except for maybe the executives of the company. People are working more at home. Companies are getting smaller. Commercial properties are not in demand. So this is what's happening by debt, unsustainable consumption. And we'll be right back after this message, folks.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Just text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheeben. Broadcasting from the Northern Rockies here in Montana, sitting in for Vince Finelli today. And I was talking about this article on going full bore into only having a fleet of electric cars and the consequences. And the break-even prices for oil for OPEC nations especially is going up extremely higher during a point that we're basically energy independent. So the break-even prices are different for different countries, different regulations, different companies, and a lot of companies, just like companies here in the U.S., can be grandfathered in for regulations, like restaurants. Some of the older restaurants that don't have to go through all this rigmarole for all these new regulations can stay in business because they're grandfathered. Tanneries are a great example. Try opening up a tannery today in any, in even a small town. The regulations are ridiculous. There's corrupt connections, there's payoffs, there's lobbyists, there's PACs, there's bankruptcy laws. You know, if the objective of the powers that be is to reduce fuel, I guarantee you, just like we've mentioned today and many times in the past, it has agendas with it. So we have to think about, you know, what is really sustainable regarding renewable energy. You know, right now, alternative energy sources, whether it be wind, solar, hydro, generate like 4% of global energy consumption. I mean, 4%, that's a tiny fraction of global consumption. Just think of the cost if we got rid of, again, fossil fuels. I use that term in quotes. Just think of the cost of paving your road. Well, some people say, well, we're supposed to have flying cars by now. Yeah, well, the powers that be don't want us to have joy. They don't want to make logic and common sense an issue. They want to give themselves certain, they want to be the beneficiaries of everything positive, and we have to pay for it. Okay, we're the slaves. That's the way it goes. So you just look at oil, you look at coal, you look at natural gas, you look at all primary energy consumptions by source around the world. It's going up. It's going up. And everything else is down really low. Hydro, nuclear, wind, solar. It's very low compared to what they classify as fossil fuels. So we have to realize that as long as consumption is funded by debt, we really have to give it a lot of thought on throwing away the baby with the bathwater. Now, I can go into more detail and specificity on this article and this topic, but I apologize. I don't have the time. I just have too much to discuss. What I'm going to do is mention a few articles right here regarding the top, the heading of, is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave? And I'm just going to rip off some articles, and I'm going to make comments, and I'm going to do more monologues, I'm going to mix it in. I'm just going to try to give as much information to you, the listener, as possible. All right. Hunter Biden subpoenaed over Burisma. 24 other entities as part of a four-part investigation. This is probably why William Barr, a.k.a. Benedict Arnold, was suppressing crime from the Biden family. All this was, everybody in on the inside knew about the Biden family being under investigation. There's no transparency. What we have is a national security breakdown. And this is another reason why the election should be null and void, because it's not just the fraud and all the probably thousands of examples of evidence and facts that we've delivered so far, but it's the fact that the American people aren't getting facts. We're getting propaganda. We're getting hoaxes. We're getting lies and gaslighting and false flags. That's all we get. Next, Facebook fact checker was funded by the Chinese money through TikTok. Are you surprised, folks? We'll talk more about this when we come back after the break. We appreciate you being here.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Electoral College giving its official president-elect title to Joe Biden Monday, the election is now officially ready for Inauguration Day on January 20th. Tens of millions of Americans do not recognize Biden as president. 1,000 sworn affidavits, videotapes of suitcases full of ballots being stuffed into election machines after hours. That all falls to the wayside and was never debated in any court, leaving many feeling the election system is empty and broken. President Trump confirmed that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. Quote, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. End quote. A total solar eclipse took place Monday. It was visible from Chile and Argentina in the afternoon. As the moon blocks, the sun was not visible to North America. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Monday Night Football featured AFC North rivals Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. The visitors won 47-42, with the Ravens kicking a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining in the game. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski talks about Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Strange. Knew he was in the locker room, didn't know he was coming back. Unfortunately, their player got an injury there, and then he was back in and made a play. But he's a good player. I know that's not breaking news, but we got to just put the focus on us and what we can do better.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talks about the last-second field goal win.
To make that kick, that crosswind on that field in December in the open end, in the dog pound end, that's most kickers, it's unmakeable. The only kicker that I know that you'd feel confident making that would be Justin Tucker. With all the things that went on in this game, the timing like you're talking about of that right there, I mean, if you wrote a movie about this, people wouldn't believe it. They would say it could never happen. Reality is stranger than fiction or whatever that saying is. That's kind of what it is here. I mean, it's crazy.
A third of Japanese residents want the Tokyo Olympic Games to be scrapped amid COVID-19 fears in a poll by public broadcaster NHK Tuesday. The Japanese government and International Olympic Committee decided in March to postpone the 2020 Olympics by a year due to the pandemic, with the global showpiece now slated to take place from July 23rd through August 8th. But as Japan struggles with a third wave of infections, the NHK poll conducted from December 11th through the 13th showed 32% of respondents wanted the Summer Games to be canceled entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today you've got here?
Take my
when you go
to the season
for 2 seconds. Dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. And as usual, I'm going to mention a disclaimer that I like to do, and that is that all of these articles are published in the public domain. I don't make up this information. I do my reading and research to uncover news and information that's pertinent to you, to us, to our life, to our freedom, our restitution. Our survival is what it's boiling down to, because we have become so corrupt. And all these people at the top, especially our institutions and individuals, are either bought and paid for or blackmailed. So I'm just going to mention bullet points that I get from articles. and I'm going to go through as many as possible and say as little as possible to make sure that the information is in context. So next, we conclude that the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systematic fraud and influence election results. The system intentionally generates an enormously high number of ballot errors. The electronic ballots are then transferred, for adjudication. Now, adjudication basically means it doesn't get counted. It kind of gets thrown into a pile, and then a human decides if that vote should be counted. So if you have somebody in there who's already corrupt, who's blackmailed, who's bought and paid for, that vote won't even get counted. Let me proceed with the process of this particular quote or findings. The intentional errors lead to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail. This leads to voter or election fraud. Based on our study, we conclude that the Dominion voting system should not be used in Michigan. We further conclude that the results of Antrim County should not have been certified. And we're going to get into that in a moment. And basically, these Dominion machines were set at a 68.05% error rate. They were set at that. And what that means is that 68.5% of ballots could have been sent out for mass adjudication, giving individuals or machines ability to change over 68% of the votes. I want you to think about that. So, and there was an emergency hearing regarding Michigan's 13th Circuit Court, and the judge granted permission for this attorney, DiPerno, to release the findings from their forensic examination on 16 Dominion voting machines in Antrim County, Michigan, where thousands of votes flipped from President Trump to Joe Biden. People, if there's anybody who believes that this was legitimate, please send me a check, and I will send you a bridge in the mail. And I'm not kidding you. And Dominion was basically used a firm that was hacked called SolarWind. How can anybody have legitimacy? How come all these swing states are not showing matching signatures with bailouts and envelopes? Do you know, just regular math, all these swing states, folks, and we've talked about this, all these illegal ballots alone would give the elections to President Trump. We either have to null and void this election or do a revote. There's no other opportunity. It's a scam. And we had over 1 million combat soldiers give their life for our freedoms and liberties. And they want us, the deep state, the Democrats, to just throw it away and basically spit in the faces of all these heroes who gave their life for us. That's what they're asking us to do. That's really sad. Next, election official Gabriel Sterling, this is in Georgia, admitted hiring counters from the far-left ACLU to fix voter registration records on election day. People, this is beyond 1984, beyond Twilight Zone. This is beyond foreign interference. This is treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering at the highest levels. Next, judge denies publication of forensic audit data on Dominion. See, if they want to hide, if they have nothing to hide, let's put it this way, why would they censor us? Why would they deny publications of forensic audit data? Why would they change it? Why would they edit it? Why would they? We have videos of suitcases. We have videos of ballots going through several times through the machine. There's video showing how a user on a computer, whether a ballot goes through or not, it's almost irrelevant. They can literally, by clicking a mouse, change the outcome. You have been used, you've been played, you've been conned, especially for those of you in the six states. You've been played. They say your vote, your opinion, your American citizenship is null and void. That's what they are telling you by the most corrupt traitors and followers and hypocrites in the nation. They are telling you that. Next, big tech expert says Google's manipulation shifted at least 6 million votes to Biden. Imagine my shock. Next, this is confirmed. Dominion voting machines in Georgia were remotely controlled during the election. Foreign interference now a fact. See, what does facts mean? Facts, evidence, laws, the word legal, do they mean anything anymore, or has it been changed? Next, Wisconsin Supreme Court says coronavirus is not a reason to abandon voter ID requirement. The Constitution is the rule of the land, people. Okay? That's the rule of the land. There's no reason to abandon any requirement or law that is under the Constitution. Next, Michigan AG hides forensic audit of Dominion voting machines in Antrim County where 6,000 votes flipped from Trump to Biden. You know, we are the laughingstock of the world, and our dollar is going to crumble because of it. Because America, the Democrats, the deep state, the corrupt powers that be has made America illegitimate. We have been delegitimized, people. Next, huge. Attorney Matthew DiPerno confirms Dominion voting machines in Michigan County changed votes from Trump to Biden. We alluded to that. And they're saying it's not a human error or mechanical error. That means it's intentional. Next, study shows impossible anomalies called in Biden win in Michigan. In 5 seconds, Biden racked up 140,000 votes. Next, crucial logs missing from some Michigan Dominion voting machines forensic reports. See, we are a banana public third world country. When this is the law. These logs are the law. When they become missing, that again should null and void this whole vote. You don't say, oh, well, we can't find the logs. We can't find the evidence, even though there was shredder trucks showing up at headquarters, election headquarters. And so you shred Biden vote or Trump votes. You shred logs. You shred evidence. That means it's an admission to guilt, people. That's what that means. Next, Dominion audit released by Michigan judge. Well, let's see. What scares me about a lot of this stuff, folks, is if they're allowing certain audits to occur, are these new machines that they exchange? Are these machines that have been swiped? Have they been handled? Have they been debunked? As the Democrats love to say, see, we're so corrupt, people. It wouldn't take long for the American citizenry to prove that they're a legal voting age citizen and then create voter IDs, have thumbprints, paper ballots, and do a new election. It's not that hard. We have been sold out, people. Next. Intelligence operators say Dominion machines intentionally and purposely flip votes to Joseph Biden. Next, General McInerney calls President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, suspend habeas corpus. Now, we've been talking, I've spent probably a total of 2 hours over the past few weeks talking about the EO, the executive order that President Trump signed regarding foreign interference in September of 2018. At the very least, that needs to be enacted, President Trump. I wish we can talk about more things with more specificity and detail, but I just don't have the time. There's just too much evidence of fraud. Next, Kamala Harris listed as one of the key contacts for the Biden family China business ventures. People, did you hear Tony Bobulinski's allegation towards the crime Biden family and that Joe was involved? Did you hear it? Fox played it twice. Next. Election was stolen using automatic test decks, unquote, of pre-filled Biden ballot stacks that were fed into Dominion machines multiple times. Next, one of Joe Biden's Wisconsin electors broke state election law, falsely claiming indefinite confinement. This indefinite confinement regarding COVID-19, people, basically is based on two main things, age and physical illness only. It's not an excuse to change all the rules, laws, and accountability regarding the vote, okay? This is just part of the scam. We'll be right back after this break, folks. We really appreciate you being here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. This will be our last segment of the first hour, hour two after that. So I'm going to go back to more information. And I think there's a lot of bombshells here. There's a lot of smoking guns here, as they always say in the articles. But I think one of the big ones is going to be this: how this judge granted 16 Dominion machines to have forensic tests and hopefully released information. The problem is, as with everything, is that so many people are bought and paid for and blackmailed that is the correct non-bought and paid for, non-blackmailed information going to be in the foreground? Or is it going to be the made-up narrative? And that's what none of us know. I think we all know this election was absolutely stolen, was absolutely 100% fraud, and with all the statistics and the math that we have given over the last several weeks, there is a 0% probability that Joe Biden won this election. Do you remember the statistician? Basically, when we went into the wee hours of the morning, the statistician said Trump was so far ahead before all these dumps. Now, all the fraud was occurring before, but they couldn't dump because President Trump won in such a landslide. So when the dumps came into these states at the wee hours of the morning, the statistician, you know, a real expert that wasn't bought and paid for, was saying that President Trump not only won, but the odds of Joe Biden winning at that point was one in a quadrillion. The only time I ever use the term quadrillion is when I talk about the phony, fake, derivative debt market. Okay? So, next. 2020 election fraud benefiting Biden occurred everywhere. Even Hamilton County, Indiana, reported impossible results. See, folks, this is why they don't want us using math. This is why they want us dumbed down. Next, state police, I'm sure you all saw this, blocked Republican electors from entering the Michigan Capitol to cast votes for President Trump, and they didn't give a reason. And this is on video. This is third world banana republic stuff, people. Next. This is going to be big. I'm sure some of you read about this yesterday. This list should be out today. There's almost 2 million Chinese Communist Party members around the world that their information has been leaked, from names to addresses to even phone numbers. This will be huge. And I think this is one of the big reasons why President Trump had the foresight, the intelligence, the courage to create this EO in 2018. Anybody on the inside who was legitimate, who was a true American, had to see this coming. Next, with U.S. Senate runoffs near Georgia not prosecuting unprecedented numbers of double voters, even when it's proven to be illegal, they're still not prosecuting these people. So when you hear articles by the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, announcing that he's going to do a signature audit for absentee ballots in Cobb County, this is a bunch of BS. He's probably got the signature ballots in the envelopes already prepared just for certain votes, or they have redone it. They're covering up the cover-up. You really trust this guy? I mean, Kemp was caught on video having a meeting in the Houston spy, the Chinese spy department. His partner. Come on, people. Next. New Senate docs confirm troubling Biden family links to China and Russia. Again, those of you who have not seen the Tony Bobulinski interview with Sean Hannity, or pardon me, not Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, he admits that everybody in the Biden family is involved in this foreign interference. A different way of putting it is that everything that they said President Trump was doing, they are doing. Next, Sidney Powell building massive RICO case against Dominion and Smartmatic. Next, it was systemic, purposeful fraud. Clark County, Nevada, and the Dominion machines also kicked out about 70% of the ballots on their settings. People, are we that dumb or are we that much cowards? This is fraud, fraud, fraud. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.